Good morning. Today's Daf and Adarim, Ayin Aleph. We are here in the 10th parak of the Masechta. We're starting at the top of the Amud, where we are beginning with a Mishnah. Here in the 10th parak, Hafara. So finally, after 9 parakim of the Masechta, we enter into the arena of Hafara, and that is a revocation of a neder done by either the husband or the father. Now, which one? Is it the husband or the father? So sometimes the answer is husband, sometimes the answer is father, and sometimes the answer is both, husband and father. So as we were introduced to in the beginning of this parak, Samach Zayin. So the first mission of this parak introduced us to Nara Marasa. So when a woman is a Nara Marasa, so she is there is a co-ownership, there's a partnership that is over her neder. And so only with the hafara of both the husband and the father, then and only then is her neder going to be mufar. So this is ripe. It's such a ripe topic for lumdus and for analysis. And this is where this parak is by far and away one of the more challenging parakim, but I would also add really satisfying in terms of just the number of lumdish questions that the Gemara is asking regarding the nature of this partnership. How exactly does this partnership work? How does this co-ownership of the neder work? Is there a senior partner? Is there a junior partner? Is it that there are 50% shareholders of the neder, or each one of them is a full owner of the neder, but you need the combination punch of the two? So those are a lot of conceptual questions that the Gemara threw at us, and the Gemara has been debating these very questions. In fact, today, at the end of today's daf, today's very short, but at the end of today's daf, we're going to go back and revisit this machlokus of Megiz Gaiz or Miklash Kalish. That's going to be the conclusion of today's daf. Now, just as an advance warning, today's daf is not going to be easy, right? It's a short daf, and it won't take us that long to get through, but there are going to be some real tricky parts of today's daf, and obviously going to navigate as best as we can and make this as clear as possible in terms of just giving a clear explanation of today's daf. Let's get underway. The Mishnah starts off Nadra v'Harusa. Okay, so now we're still in our classic scenario where she's a Nara Marasa, right, and she makes a neder. And so now there are two people who own that neder. It's going to be the father, it's going to be the husband. So, but over here, we've already established what the halacha is. You need a hafara by both in that day in order for the neder to be mufar. Obviously, over here in today's mission, we're going to be breaking new ground. Okay, good. So what ground are we breaking today? So, nizgar shababa yam, nisar shababa yam, afila mea, viu bala achram, efir nidareha. So let's say that she gets a divorce and then she remarries the very same day. Okay, now we all know together that marrying another man on the same day, so that is problematic. That's tricky. The Gemara in Yavamos, we spent a lot of time in the Gemara in Yavamos talking about, first of all, Avelos, right? These are points that we're not going to belabor because it's really not the focus of today's daf. So, but I'll just quickly raise awareness. In terms of Avelos, so there's no real Avelos over here. Not from the standpoint of her, because right now we're talking about Gerushin. Okay, good. Thank you, Phil. You're right. You did away with the issue of Avelos. I thought the husband died. Okay, good. So number one, divorce, fine. The issue of Yavamos, which we spent a lot of time with, is the issue of paternity. In other words, we have to establish who exactly the father is, and so therefore there's a 3-month waiting period. Now over here, Erisin means that she was not intimate with her husband, so therefore there really is no issue of paternity and a waiting period of 3 months. However, the Gemara in Yavamos says everyone's got to wait. Lo plug. Now, I'm simplifying, by the way, because really the Gemara in Yavamos brings on a machlokus on this issue, and this is not a Davar Muskam, but the halacha is, it's low plug. So over here, how is she marrying another man within the same day? And so the answer right now I'm going to give is a really simple answer, because our Mishnah right now is just focusing on the aspect of Nadarim, meaning there are other issues to take into consideration, but right now, right, just block out all the other issues, which are important issues. But right now, we're just focusing on Nadarim. That's all. So as long as we're focusing on Nadarim, so now we're going to be making a really simple point. Now, it's going to be a really simple point, but it is going to be a tremendous chiddush. Let's see the mission inside. So Afila Mea, and it could be that she's going to be marrying 100 men. Obviously, this is hyperbole, 100 men in the same day. That's amazing. Okay, but fine. But the mission is just making a hyperbolic point just to make its point as clear as possible. And that is that the bala afilu mea aviu bala ha'achram afirna dareha, that as long as there's still a father, so the father with whoever the most recent husband is, so they can be made for neder. So Zaklal, Koshalo Yasal Rishotsma Shahas Avio Balachra Mifina Darao. And as long as she has never become an independent, so then her father, together with whoever the most current arus is, so they can be made for neder. Okay.
How about the second husband, last husband? He didn't hear that.
Okay, so, okay, good. So Phil already raises a point which we're going to be spending almost the entirety of today discussing, and that's the following. Okay, the mission over here is giving us a very basic idea, but again, it's a very big chiddush, and that is that she made a neder while in a state of being an arus amarasa. The arus is now out of the picture, right? I assume that he died, but the Mishnah talks about a divorced. Okay, I guess it just makes it easier because we don't have to worry about avelos. Anyway, but and I don't think avelos is an issue anyway because it's just erusin, but regardless. In other words, the divorce is the arus, and then she remarries that day. And again, it could be three aruses later, 5 aruses later, it could be 100 aruses later. It doesn't matter. For our purposes right now, we could just talk about the second arus and make it nice and simple. And 1 arus later, and now what the father could do is the father now with this new arus can say, look, she made a neder earlier this morning, right? What a day she's been having. The day started off with a neder, then she divorced her arus, then she remarried a new arus. Okay, that's called a day. That's a long day. But anyway, now the father says now to the new arus, look, she made a neder earlier today. She made it together with the first arus. So now me and you are going to be made for the neder. That's the point of the Mishnah. Good. Now, obviously, that has a tremendous chiddush, meaning I don't understand. Well, I mean, we do understand, but let's just clear this up even more. Meaning the second arus is not the arus she made the neder with. How can the second arus now just simply basically fill in the role of arus number one? In other words, it's not the same guy, it's a new guy. And the answer has to be that the second arus replaces the first arus, vis-a-vis her nedarim. Meaning vis-a-vis her nedarim, in other words, what is the equation necessary in order to be made for the neder? I need a father and an arus. And over here, what do I have? I have a father and an arus. It's not the same arus. She made the neder with the Friedeker arus. Okay, I appreciate it. You're right. that's my Yiddish for today. So she made her neder with the Friedeker arus. So how is it that now we can be made for neder? The answer is because all we need is a father and an arus. It's arus number two. It doesn't matter. It's a father and an arus. Now it may speak to the idea which we kind of try to highlight earlier in the parak, and that is that senior partner, junior partner, right? In other words, in this relationship of a father and arus going and being made for her neder, so even though it's a partnership, the way we described it earlier, obviously this is not the Gemara's terminology. This is my own fabricated language. But in other words, what we tried to touch on earlier is that the father still represents a senior partner. He is, in other words, you don't need my silly language, but he for sure is the original partner, meaning before there was an arus in her life, there was just a father who had at that point in time exclusive rights to be mefer. So now as the arus comes in and the Torah says, I need the two of them, but still in the construct of the two of them, there's a senior partner and there's a junior partner. So the father's a senior partner and the arus is a junior partner. As such, when dealing with the junior partner, he was replaced with another junior partner. Okay, good. He was replaced with another junior partner. Okay, good.
So you're not saying that now, the second one inherited it? Because we said before that the son
inherited. I will show later this morning. I'm going to show you Lashon and the Ran, language of the Ran, where we're going to talk a little bit about that the way you're saying it. But just if you give me a minute, okay. Now, what the Mishnah doesn't outline in detail is the following, and that is that when she made the neder earlier in the day, so who heard it, who reacted to it, meaning we're still missing a lot of the details over here. Meaning in the abstract, which we just went over, it makes a lot of sense what I'm saying. Again, right, obviously it's a chiddush, but it makes a lot of sense. But still, there's many details that need to be fleshed out. Notably, when she made the neder, did the husband hear about it? Did he respond to it? Did he vote already? And then the gerushin took place. Meaning a couple more details need to be ironed out, and we start with the Gemara. So minalan daros achron mefer nedarim shenir laros rishon. So how do I know? Nira Larus Rishon, meaning that the way we're gonna explain our Mishnah is that the Arus Rishon heard about the neder, he knew about the neder. And so now that means to say that he is more associated with the neder because he heard about it. Now, what was exactly his response at this point in time? I don't want to say it doesn't matter. Obviously, it does. But right now, we are just simply highlighting that the Aris Rishon has known about the neder. And now, even though the Aris Rishon is out of the picture via divorce, and now she married another man that same day, and that second man now is not the first Aris, obviously, still, the point now is that the father, in conjunction with Aris Sheni, can go ahead and be made for the neder. And the Gemara says, and how do I know that? So Amar Shmuel, Amar Kravi, Am Hayosi Eliish v'Neder Ela, Nedarim Shayu Ala Kvar. So Im Hayosi Eliish, right? The drasha that we already darshan numerous times, Hayosi Yeh, double marriage. Hayo, she got married. Si Yeh, she got married again. Well, how she got married twice? Answer is, she got married to one guy, divorced him, and then that very same day, married a second guy. So, and even though Hayo, even though she was married to the first guy, and he heard about the neder, doesn't matter. In other words, the neder is still eligible for afara with the partnership, the newly formed partnership of dad and Aris number two. So the Gemara says, "Demahani milishalani ralaris rishon avon nedarim shenir ralaris rishon lamati mefer aris acharon aleha." I'm sorry, aris acharon. So the Gemara says, "I don't know. Maybe the pasuk over here is only describing where the aris rishon didn't hear about the neder." Meaning, what we're going to try to do is minimize the chiddush. Meaning, look, we're in the middle right now of a big chiddush, and that is our sheni could just simply now be made for the neder, a neder that wasn't made under his jurisdiction, and meanwhile he could be made for it. I don't know. The Gemara says maybe that's only talking about a case where the Aris Rishon didn't hear about the neder, and so therefore he has no association to the neder. But maybe for a moment the Gemara is going to entertain. Maybe if the Aris Rishon heard about the neder, now is connected and associated with the neder, maybe it can't be transferred over to Aris Sheni. So the Gemara just simply rejects it. Aleha kra yaseirahu. So the Gemara says, no, we have a drasha, right? And any neder that is aleha, that's upon her. Meaning the focus of the neder is that it's on her. She made the neder. And that means to say that even though the first husband has heard about the neder, is now connected to the neder, associated with it, nevertheless, if Aris Rishon is out of the picture, replaced by Aris Sheni in that very same day, Aris Sheni can go ahead and be made for the neder in conjunction with the father.
Excuse me, we said before that the father and the Aris have to be both together made, right? We said that. But even if the Aris did not hear the neder, or he must have heard of the neder, how can he make for something he didn't hear?
What? I'm
No. We said it previously, right?
You need both.
You need both.
You're right.
But doesn't the others have to have heard to be made?
No, in other words, in the...
He didn't hear. So if he didn't hear it, it could never have been, made.
Fine. In other words, yes. In other words, in order for him to be made, he has to hear about it.
Right.
The point of the Gemara is that Aris Rishon can be placed with Aris Sheni.
I understand, but if the first one didn't hear it, then why did the second one...
What you're saying is good, but the point of the Gemara is that the neder was made while she was married to Aris Rishon. The argument, without the Gemara, right. The argument you would have made is that once the Aris Rishon is gone, the ability to be made for is gone as well. That's it.
No, I understand, but...
That's it.
Let's say forget about the second one. She's met. How can he be made to?
No.
You're
right, but that's not the point of the Gemara. Everything you're saying is right, but it's not the point of the Gemara. The point of the Gemara is that now we moved on to an Aris Sheni, can the Aris Sheni together with the father be made for a neder that she made previously? That's the whole point of the Gemara. Okay, so Tanya Kavasa de Shmuel. So the Gemara says.
The last one heard that. All those Nadoim
right.
that she made.
Right. Tanya Kavasei de Shmuel, the Gemara now is going to be quoting a Braisa like Shmuel, and the Braisa like Shmuel is going to be like this. Now again, what's Shmuel's point? By the way, the Ron over here makes a big deal about the fact that Tanya Kavasei de Shmuel is usually the Gemara speaking. Here it happens to be Shmuel speaking. Okay, it's a technical point. It's not unimportant, but I shouldn't have said anything anyway, but only to confuse, but over here now, we are going to support Shmuel. Now, again, what Shmuel is saying is that I'm offering not only the Chiddush of the Mishnah, I'm offering a Chiddush within the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah says that Arus number two can go ahead and be made for the Ned together with the father. And Shmuel is adding, even though Arus number one has heard about the Neder. So that means that Arus number one is connected to the Neder, and then Arus number one is gone, replaced by Arus number two on that very same day. Arus number two can go ahead and be made for the Neder in conjunction with the father. That's the Chiddush of Shmuel. Even though Arus number one heard about the Neder, it's still eligible for Afara with dad and Arus number two. Now the Gemara is going to be quoting a Braisa, and the Braisa here is going to be supporting exactly this with the following. Now in the Braisa, we're going to have two cases in the Braisa. Nara Marasa Avi Obala Mafirna Dereha. So I have a Nara Marasa. So dad and Arus can go ahead and be Mefer. Ketzad. So let's spell this out. How is this going to work? Shama Avi Avehefer Lam. So let's say dad hears about the Neder, and dad's reaction, ridiculous. I'm revoking, rejecting the Neder. Velo Hisvik Abala Shema Shemeis. And now what happens is that the husband didn't get to hear about it, and he died. Vinis Arso Bo Bayom. And now Eris in that very day. Okay, right. Obviously, when I read the Mishnah, I was thinking about the Braisa in terms of what happened to husband number one. Over here, he dies. Okay, again, it doesn't matter. In other words, the first husband is out of the picture. So the Viafilo Meapa Meavilo Bala Achron Mefir Nedareha. So that means to say that the father and Bala Achron could be Mefir Neder. In other words, what we learned back in the Mishnah. But over here, the Braisa really speaks it out. And that is that the father can be made for the Neder with any replacing Arus. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether or not the second, third, let's just keep it at number two. Okay, well, I know we just said even 100, but the Chiddush is just as good with number two. Even though number two was not the Arus at the time of the Neder. In fact, the Neder was made with Arus number one. Still, dad can go ahead and be made for the Neder with Arus number two. Okay, good. Now, hold that thought. By the way, we're coming back to this first part of the Braisa. But before we do so, let's read the second half of the Braisa. Shama bala vehefer lavelos bekav lishma shemesa ba'al. So let's go in the other direction. And that is, let's say the husband hears about it. So shama bala, so the husband hears about it. And vehefer la, and he lodges a vote of rejection. No, we're not going to be, right? I reject the neder. I have the right to do so. But again, we're talking about a nara maresa, which means that there's a joint ownership of that neder. And right now, all we got is a vote of the husband, and the way we like to describe him, or the way I like to describe him, he's a junior partner. Good. Velo hispik av lishma achemes. So, Velo hispik av lishma achemes ba'al. And now what happens is that dad did not hear about it, and the husband died. Chozer av amefer chelko shaba'al. So what dad can do now is that dad could be mefer on his own. On his own. In other words, what we could do is that even though a vote of Hafar was submitted by the Baal, and then the Baal dies, later that day, the father exclusively on his own could be made for the Neder.
But he has to say...
Wait. Just wait one second. Let's take this step by step. Am Rabbi Nassan Heinen Diver Beishamay Aval Beisila Armei Men Yechula Hafer. And then Rabbi Nassan points out that is a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, in terms of whether or not this in fact is true. According to Beis Shammai, it's true that the father can be made for the Neder, but according to Beis Hillel, no, the father cannot be made for the Neder. Okay. And in a moment, we're going to explain that machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. You know what? Not in a moment. Let's do it right now. Okay. And that'll give us an opportunity to discuss a number of the fine points of today. Now, but my plegi, so the Gemara now points out, what exactly is the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So this is round two, meaning this is now going to be the second time in this parak that we're going to go over this machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and we get back to the really lumdish discussion of how exactly are they partnering over the Neder. Again, what are your two options? Remember, they are either 50% owners of the Neder, each one of them. In other words, we're going to take the Neder. Again, it's a funny way to say it, but that's clearly how Beis Shammai is going to view it. We're going to take the Neder and we're going to split it into two. Meaning by Nara Marasa, you have two 50% shareholders of that neder. Dad is a 50% shareholder, and Arus is a 50% shareholder. And so what happens now is that as each one of them is being mefer, so what are they revoking? Their 50% ownership. That's what's called Megas Gaius. So Beit Shammai Savri Nadar Nami Shavari Laris Nisrok Nereshos Sa'av Megas Gaius. So according to Beit Shammai, what's going to be happening over here is that, remember, in case number two of the Braisa, so the Arus heard about it, and what did he do? He was mefer. Good. And then the Arus dies. And later that day, the father can now go ahead and be mefer. So the way that Beit Shammai sees it is Megas Gaius. Meaning, what did the Arus do? He rejected. But what did he reject? 50%. His shares. And so now, later when he dies, so now we go back to the father, who now is by himself, meaning vis-a-vis the neder. He's now the sole proprietor of that neder. And what is he going to do? He's going to be mefer. His 50%. That's Beit Shammai. And Beis Hillel, Savri Avihu Baal Acharon, Mefirna Derevel Omegas Gaius. And according to Beis Hillel, no. In other words, because according to Beis Hillel, the way to view a joint ownership of a neder is not 50% shareholders, but rather, I own all 100% of the neder. You own 100% of the neder. And the Torah says that the only proper way to be mefer is only through a combination punch, where you and I are going to be mefer. What happens when I'm mefer? Maklish. I weaken the neder. And then when you go ahead and you give that second hafara, so you knock it out. But in other words, over the totality. So now what happened is that the according to Beis Hillel, when the husband hears about the neder and is made for the neder, so that only is a klisha. But that klisha can only sustain as long as the husband's still alive. Once the husband's no longer alive, so his klisha now is gone, and now what's left with the father is the inability on his own to go ahead and to be made for it on his own. That would be the viewpoint of Beis Hillel. Okay, and by the way, this is where we're stopping in terms of the Gemara, but there's a lot to discuss, and I will try to keep everything as clear as possible in terms of the points that we want to discuss. Okay. Number one.
It seems to imply that the Oros and the father have to do it at the same time, because the Oros heard of him, he was mentor, and then he dies. So they have to do it at the same time.
I'll tell you what. Let me just give me a moment before we let me just stay with the basic pshat in the Gemara. Number one, as far as basic pshat in the Gemara is concerned. So what was the Gemara? Why did the Gemara cite the Braisa? I'll tell you why the Gemara cited the Braisa. The Gemara cited the Braisa because the Gemara wanted to show that the Arus Acharon can go ahead and replace the Arus Rishon, even though the Arus Rishon heard the neder, and the Arus Rishon is associated with that neder. So nevertheless, Arus Rishon is out of the picture, replaced by an Arus Acharon. Arus Acharon now, together with the father, can be made for the neder, even though Arus Rishon heard the neder. And the whole reason why we quoted the Braisa is just to make exactly that point. That even though the Arus Rishon already heard the neder, and if you follow carefully, that's exactly how we just concluded. Meaning, look at that last line that I read. So, Megas Gaius, Beis Hillel Savri Avia, Bala Acharon Mefirna Derel, Velo Megas Gaius. Only, remember in case number two, what happened? Husband heard about the neder, husband was made for his side of the neder, and then the husband died. Now what happens? The father on his own can do nothing, according to Beis Hillel. What must happen in order for there to be an eligibility of a farah going forward? She must now find a new arus, by the way, that very day. She must find a new arus, and then only the father, together with the new arus, then and only then can the neder be moved far. Now, over here, point made. What was the point? Is that obviously the first husband heard the neder. How do I know that? Because that's exactly the case of the Braisa. He heard the neder, and he was made for the neder. Oh, okay, fine. So as far as pshat in the Gemara is concerned, the whole point of bringing the Braisa is just a support for Shmuel, because Shmuel was arguing that even though Arus number one heard the neder, and then, again, he's out of the picture. However, death or divorce, he's out of the picture. Later that day, replaced with a new Arus, even though the neder was made with Arus number one. And now, let's ramp it up. And even though Aris number one has even heard the neder, still Aris number two can go ahead and be mefer the neder in conjunction with the father. Good. So we have made one point today, and admittedly, it's not an easy point to make, but we made one point today. Meaning to the Mishnah, to get in conjunction with Shmuel, is teaching us that an Aris Acharon can go ahead and replace the Aris Rishon and with the ability to be mefer a neder that she made with Aris number one, and even though Aris number one heard the neder, still Aris Acharon can go ahead and to replace. Okay. I want to, Phil, go ahead.
No, so the implication is that that father has to be done simultaneously with both the father and Ovos, because in this case, Ovos has already done the
Correct. It has to be Bebas Achas. Right. That part's correct. That part's accurate. And the Gemara pointed that out earlier as well. Okay, so a couple of things that we're going to highlight. Obviously, you can see there's a lot around today, but we're just going to highlight a couple of things. Number one, in case number one of the Braisa, so what happened? The father hears about it, and the husband did not hear about it. Husband dies, and and she goes and she remarries. Again, 100 times, but we don't need 100 times. So, Avio Bala Achron, if you're in a Dereha. So, the father, together with Bala Achron, could go ahead and be made for the Neder. Okay. Now, if you think about this, right, you just learned the word, spend a moment now, just thinking about the case over here. So, this first case in the Braisa, is this first case of the Braisa subject to a Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? Remember, Beit Shammai, he says that the Neder is 50% owned by each one of the partners. Megas Gaius. And according to Beis Hillel, Miklash Kalish. No, it's not 50% owned. Each one of them owns the Neder, has the same equal ownership of the Neder, and Miklash Kalish. We just need we need the combination of the Hafar of the two of them. Okay. So, in this first case over here, is that subject to the Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel? Meaning, in case number two, we know for sure it's subject to the Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Braisa told us at the end. That was Rabbi Nelson. Rabbi Nelson, Heinein Divrei Beis Shammai, Vav Beis Hillel Armei Men Yochel Afir. In case number two, which we're going to come back to in just a moment. But in case number one, is that subject to the Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel? So the Ran over here discusses. And I want to highlight this. It's so interesting. So the Ran writes, now if you want to follow me together inside in the Ran, so wide lines of the Ran, and about 7-8 lines down, right? Pirshuk Tzasa Rishonim. No, I'm sorry, in the Amud Aleph. On the Amud Aleph. So Pirshuk Tzasa Rishonim Zal. Dahach Bava Kamaisa Devar Akoli. So as far as the first case of the Braisa, it's according to everybody. De Plukta De Beisham Ebeisala Beidach Bava Balachudhi. Meaning because the Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is only on the second case of the Braisa, not the first case of the Braisa. Vitimani. Now the Ran says, now here, I'm puzzled, I'm confused. Because consider, what happened in case number one? Dad heard the neder. What did dad then do? He was mefer. And according to Beit Hillel, what happens? Kalisha. The neder has been weakened. Okay, now, the English lay high nidra, da akate isala avalo batla le hafara, delay. Hechi matsu av varus achron la affair. Da amrina basila by hidal el de shama via vehefer lavalo ispika balushma achemes, deina av achra, deina av yachel affair. Didn't we just learn 2 days ago in the daf that if dad was mayfair, in other words, she's an ara marasa, there's a dad and there's an arus, and dad was mayfair, and then the arus dies. So dad on his own can't do anything because according to Beis Hillel, it is not, they are not separated. They are partners and they both own the neder. And again, I just need the combination. So when one is mayfair, that's a kalisha. But then when the other partner is gone, there's nothing you could do on your own. So over here, so the Ron wonders if I'm a Beis Hillel subscriber, so then over here in the case number one of the Braisa, how does it work? Okay. And remember, again, 2 days ago in the daf, what do we say? That once you subscribe to Kalisha, once you're a Beis Hillel subscriber, and you subscribe to the view of Kalisha, so that means to say that when the Aras dies, his shares now are no longer transferable. If you subscribe to Megas Gaia's, so that means that his shares were fully intact and perfectly transferable over to the father. But once you subscribe to Beis Hillel and Miklash Kalish, so his shares are no longer transferable. So why should it be that in case number one, if I'm a Beis Hillel subscriber, why would he agree to case number one? And follow over here. This is amazing. So he says, because look, what did we learn 2 days ago? Father was made for the neder. Immediately afterwards, the Aras dies. Good. Now, if I subscribe to Beis Hillel, now what happens? His shares are not transferable. Okay. And the father no longer is able to be made for the neder.
It's only because he heard it, though, right? If he didn't hear it,
I understood. But in this case, he also heard it. Yeah, you're clarifying. Good. Yes. He heard, not only did he hear it, he was mefer. And then after Zafara, then the husband died. So the Ron says, I'll tell you why dad can't go ahead and be mefer. Because again, in other words, there's a second punch that needs to be delivered, and that needed to be delivered by the Arus, but he unfortunately died. And because Klisha, because those shares have been weakened, they're no longer transferable. Fine. Avahacha diikaros acharon. But over here now, what happened? New Arus. Meaning, the case under review over here is that, yes, it's true the first Arus died, but replaced with a new Arus. And so now, Chazin lehari Arus acharon kikare derishon. And you know what that second Arus is? He's a replacement of the first Arus. So the Kevin de May Aris Aris Kasi Afagav the Iklish lay Nidre Mati Ava Balafer Dichi Igavna Lav in Tukehu. So now basically what we could say is that second Aris is basically now just going to be a replacement of the first Aris. Okay. First of all, that should put a lot of humility in all of us men, meaning good. What, in other words, we're replacing one another. Okay. Fantastic. Okay. But okay, great. But obviously over here, that's a tremendous chiddush by the Ran. In other words, this idea that even if I subscribe to Beis Hillel, and even though his shares are not transferable, but if you can get a replacement partner, i.e. a new Arus, we can now go ahead and be made for the Neder. Father and the new Arus can be made for the Neder. Why? Because even if I subscribe to Beis Hillel, so what do I need? I need a father and Arus? I have a father and an Arus. It's not the original Arus. No matter. Don't matter.
That's why the father has to repeat his own approach.
Ruchaim. So this, by the way, connects to what we learned earlier. In other words, in this scenario where the father already registered a fara, but presumably he would have to do it again. The Ron discussed that earlier.
Doesn't it make sense?
That's why it works.
The new Arus is it's a new set of rights. It's not
It can't be a new set of rights, because if it's a new set of rights, the neder was not made under his jurisdiction. The neder was made under the previous jurisdiction.
Does
it
have to be?
Okay. So we know the conclusion. The conclusion doesn't have to be, but in other words, but you can't then argue that he's got a new set of rights. Okay, fine.
If your wife, before you met your wife, if she made a neder and then you get engaged, you can't negate her neder once you marry her?
Right. In other words, a husband cannot be made for kodmim.
No.
No. Good. Okay. So that is.
The husband or the father never heard it until a few days later.
I'm begging you. Don't give me a new case. Okay. As it is right now, we are just going to be working on the cases of the Gemara as they are already complicated enough. Okay, in other words, if afterwards you want to come over and introduce a new case to me, I'm more than happy to entertain it. But at least now for the daf, let's just stay with what we got over here. Okay, that's number one. Okay, now, the first issue that we tackled after just simply saying simple pshat in the Gemara is number one. And the case number one of the Braisa is that subject to the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Ron makes an argument, a really fantastic argument. Maybe not. maybe the first case of the Braisa, husband hears a neder, was made for the neder, Arus didn't hear it, Arus dies, and now a replacing Arus. So even if I subscribe to Beis Hillel, would we still say that you could be made for the neder jointly? The Ran tries to argue yes. Okay. Good. Now I'm going to go over one more point for today, and that'll be it. That'll be it for today. Okay. As my head is already spinning as well. Okay, in case number two of the Braisa. Case number two of the Braisa, what happens? The husband hears about the neder. He was made for the neder, and then he dies. Okay. And now what happens is, it says in Braisa number two, now obviously what we're looking now is that there's only a sole survivor for the neder, and that would be the father. And now, can the father be made for? Depends on who you hold like. If I hold like Beis Shammai, the answer is going to be yes. And if I hold like Beis Hillel, the answer is going to be no. And if I hold like Beis Hillel, what do we need to do? If we want to be made for the neder, get a new aris. You're good. That's the second part of the Braisa. In the second part of the Braisa, the Ran here also struggles. Now the Amud Beis, Megas Gaius. Okay, and we got a couple minutes. Let's navigate. So in the Ran, you want to find me inside. So I am five lines down. Lo hivanti divrei rishonim b'zeh amai matzi mefer av l'chude le'beis shamai. Damrin amegas gaiz tfei mi beis hol damrin miklash kalash. Okay, I'm trying to wrap my head around this, says the Ran. Again, in case number two, the husband hears, the husband's mefer, and then he dies. And now we're left with just the father. And what did the Gemara tell us? If I'm beis shamai, dad can go be mefer. If I'm beis hillel, dad can't be mefer. The Ran says, I'm really struggling. So Meaning, if I go back to the Gemara that we did just a couple days ago, meaning even if I'm a subscriber to Beis Shammai, of Megas Gaius. So Megas Gaius means what? We're splitting the neder into two. Okay, I understand that we're splitting the neder into two, but still, in other words, there still has to be some sort of transfer from one to the other. Okay, and over here, what are we saying? That according to Beis Shammai, the husband heard, he was mefer, and now he dies? Now what, according to Beis Shammai, dad could do it on his own. Dad can do it on his own, meaning there's no longer a husband around. And even if I subscribe to Megas Gaius, and the husband already registered, but still don't I at least need him there? Okay, venerally. Okay. So the Ran says like this. If I'm a Beis Shammai subscriber of Megas Gaius, here's how we're going to have to view it. Husband hears about the neder. He was made for the neder. Okay, so, and remember, Megas Gaius tells us that the neder is split into two. He's 50%, he's 50%. And now, when the husband hears a neder and he's mefer, so now what? He's out of the picture. He's out of the picture. Meaning, he only has 50% ownership of the neder. He registered his vote. Good. He's done. Everyone understands. I'm not being unsympathetic. I'm just explaining it conceptually. And then he dies. It doesn't matter. Vis-a-vis the neder. Because he already registered his vote. So, unehi dechi ma'isaros batlalei hafar delay. Now, the Ran says like this. Now, it's true at that point in time that after his death, now his hafara is gone as well. But it doesn't matter. Meaning, he has a hafara vote. He voted hafara. And then he dies. And he, with his death, also dies his hafara vote. But once I subscribe to Megas Gaius, so that means to say, what's left? Right. So the what's left only is the father and his shares of the neder. V'hapashin la'el d'chol heicha d'leik arus av mefer d'mekish kod me'av ayishnil l'kod me'av ayirishona. Av abayahi d'leel d'shama avia v'hefer la'a afil la'mart l'man d'amr megas gayis istek la'av salak le'av afil la'achi kimeis bat la'le'afar d'ilei v'kam le'arus l'chude below av. However, the Ron says, but let's invert that. Meaning, let's see what would happen if we went in the other direction. Meaning, according to Beis Hamai, father hears a neder, and he's made for the neder. And he dies. Now what? So according to Beis Hamai, can the Aris now be made for the neder? So the Ron's going to say no. Meaning the Gemara already said no, but the Ron's explaining why the answer is going to be no. The answer is going to be no because with the death of the father also comes the death of his Afara as well. And we're now, that's a total siluk, a total removal of the father, and now what are we left with? We're left with just an Aris. What can an Aris do on his own vis-a-vis the Neder? Nothing. Nothing. So, the Ron says that even though previously we learned that even if I subscribe to Megas Gaius and the father registered Afar and the father died and we're left with the Arus and the Arus can't do anything, even according to Beis Shammai, that is strikingly different than what we're discussing. Because we're discussing where the husband hears a neder, he's Mefer, and then he dies. So what does that mean? Siluk HaBaal. He's out of the picture. Now what are we left with? We're left with just the father. Can the father on his own be Mefer? The answer, of course, is yes. Yes. So what the Ron points out is that even though our Gemara over here seems to be going against the Gemara that we learned just 2 days ago, it's not. Meaning, in fact, once you see them side by side and see the dynamics side by side, you see that actually they complement one another. All right? Previously, we talked about where the father died. In the case where the father died, even though I subscribed to Beis Shammai, even though he was made for his shares, but in other words, but once he dies, that's a siluk of the father, leaving now only one party responsible for Afaras Nedarim, that's the Arus. Arus by himself can't do anything. Our Gemara is discussing where the husband hears, the husband's Mefer, he dies, that's a siluk on his part, the father by his own. We know what the father can do on his own. And that, of course, is that he can be made for the Nedar on his own. Good.
Are you saying that when she's not an
arus
anymore. She's just a nara.
She's just a nara.
A nara.
She's losing the correct.
But there's one caveat. When the father is left by himself now, he cannot be made for bekodmin.
He can.
He can?
Yeah. The father can. Only the husband can't be made for bekodmin. Father can. Because by the father, there is no such thing as kodmin. The father has been, since her birth,
correct.
And let's just finish this point. So all that would be according to the viewpoint of Beis Shammai of Megas Gaius. Ubeisil Savre, if you're still following me in the round, it's about eight lines down, seven lines down from where the lines get wide. Ubeisil Savre Avi Obala Achron Mefir Nedera Dina Avi Achol Afir Levadomishem Dola Delav Megas Gaius Techeshefer Abal. Lo ishtaka paka de nidre. Ele kule nidre hu de iklis viklushusu lav maisa gamarhu. Umishomachi lo chaya kla ad de misarfle klishus de idach. Meanwhile, according to Beis Hillel, what happens now? Husband was Mefer, husband dies, and now according to Beis Hillel, meaning, now take out the lens of Beis Shammai and put on the lens of Beis Hillel. So what does that mean? It means you need a combination. And as we already established, combination needs to be basachas. Basachas does not mean simultaneously. Basachas means that they have to both be in I was going to say they both have to be present, but I want to say even clear. They both have to be available in order to do the hafara. The combo knockout in order to knock out the hafara has to be where they're both there and available. Not physically there, but in at least with the possibility of both being there. When the husband is Mefer and then he dies, so now what we're left with is, according to Beis Hillel, a weakened neder, but in other words, but no longer the ability to go ahead and to be Mefer. Hilka chosman shelo hefer av lo isak le arus mehay nidra umishimachi zache be arus achron zel mashanira beinai bezeh. And now what happens is that when now I have this second arus coming on board, So what's the chiddush of today? Second arus now comes as a replacement to the first arus. I needed the first arus to be mefer. You got it. How did you get it? Meaning if she goes down and marries another guy that same day, second arus comes and replaces the first arus. Okay. Okay. I'm not sure if I need to recap today. In other words, it's all one singular point. It just happens to be. It's a pretty expansive point.